You're listening to Beggarville Dairy Queen Big League broadcasts on Country 106.
Back inside the Wally Fadoon Arena on a Saturday afternoon, the Big JD with you, and our Dairy Queen Big League broadcasts continue, all brought to you by our friends at Dairy Queen, where the Oreo Hot Cocoa Blizzard is available. Enjoy Oreo cookie pieces, cocoa fudge, and choco chunks blended with DQ's famous vanilla soft serve to Blizzard perfection and garnished with whipped topping. Third period underway here between Kitscotty and Vegreville's U-13 Wranglers. We are tied at three. And a pass right to the middle inside the Wranglers zone. Going to be sent out to the blue line. Now pushed right back into Vegreville territory. Trying to move with this one here. Can't get it past the man at the point. Now Lawrence does get it past this man only momentarily, though. It's shot back in. Warwa on it there. Quickly under pressure in behind the net. Moves around the boards with it, but it's sent right back in behind the net. Wranglers trying to get that puck down the ice. Here they get it into the Kitscotty zone. It's immediately shot out. And now at center, taken by Skifton, who will send that one in. Lobbed its way back out to center. Collision here, but the puck gets pushed back in, and it's Vandertor on it. Vandertor with a shot that gets blocked. Vandertor battling along the boards. Gets it back for Claussen. There's a shot that just whistles over the net. Back to the point for McComish. McComish trying to push it in deeper, but instead it's going to be taken here by Mitchell. Ahead to Roy. Roy tries to dangle it back to the middle. Taken away by Vandertor, and he's got the pass ahead for Skifton. Nobody ahead of him. Skifton moving in. Shoots and just sends one wide. Now on the other side, Kipton Rattray puts it down low. This one sent back out to the point. Both teams trying to get this puck in opposite directions as it's going back and forth. Now it'll be taken by McComish all the way back into his own zone. Sends it ahead. And at center, taken away by Roy. Roy crosses the blue line, goes down, manages to get the puck across. It's sent back to Roy. There's a shot, and that one goes wide. They put it right back to the slot. There's another shot from the point. That one wide. Kitscotty getting a couple of shot attempts here. Now back to the point. And Bexson keeps it alive. Takes another shot. That one hits the defender in front and will come to the blue line. Not out. Second chance to clear, and there it goes. Kitscotty on the rush again. Over the line, but somebody jumped the gun, and it will be an offside call. 16:58 left to go here in the third. Still a 3-3 tie. As we mentioned, these two teams tied for second place right now in their division. And you can see how evenly matched they are. And now it is Vegreville in possession off the draw. Send it ahead for Vandertor. He gets tripped up. Back the other way. Comes Kitscotty, pass across, there's a shot. First one stopped, second one stopped as well. Carrick with a couple of big saves. Now Vandertor with the lead pass just out of the reach of Skifton. Inside the Kitscotty zone it goes. Knights try to clear this one. It will get past Warwa at the line. Now a board battle just over the blue line. Pushed back into the zone. Or it's played across to McAllister. Gets it out to center ice. Immediately shot back in. Knights start out of their own zone again. McAllister up to center. Dishes this one off and it'll be dumped in. Back to get it here. Warwa for the Wranglers. sends the pass ahead. He's got Vander Tor. He'll dump that one into the near side corner and go off on a change. That'll give Kit Scotty some room here. They play it to the blue line, not out. Now they're trying to get it to Clausen. It's poked past him, goes all the way down. Carrick going to poke this one into the corner for McComish, but it's taken away. And Kit Scotty looking for some room to pass in front. This one taken away, though. And again, the Wranglers trying to get something going. They get tripped up in the corner. And a penalty coming up here. Tripping call going to Ben Veltekold. And the fourth power play of the afternoon for Vegreville. They are 1-for-3 so far. Big opportunity here with how close this game has been. They send out Zach Weeb with Vander Tor and Skifton as the forward line. On defense, Warowa and Hominuk. Kitskani wins the draw, and they will just dump it all the way down the ice right in on the netminder, forcing Carrick to make a save. Gives this one to Weeb. To Skifton, moved it to the middle of the ice. Now he coughs up the puck. There's another shot blocked in front by Warowa. Warowa trying to play this one ahead, and he does have Weeb. Weeb with a long pass looking for Vander Tor. Just misses him, and a clearing attempt will go all the way down the ice again. First 45 seconds of the power play gone. Getting a burst of speed and up the ice. Here comes Warowa from neutral ice. Just dumps that one in. And a clearing attempt is blocked. Wranglers will go to work. Long shot stopped. Nobody there for the big rebound. This one cleared to the blue line. Stopped by McComish. His shot blocked by Roy. Coming in off the wing. They throw one to the front. There's a shot stopped. Lawrence all parked in front. Another one. That one stopped. Second chance stopped as well. And this one going to be cleared all the way down the ice. 30 seconds of power play time remaining here for the Wranglers. Now having some difficulty getting out of their own zone. McComish will accomplish it. But now he's held up offside. And we get a whistle on the offside call. They'll bring that one back. 14 seconds of power play time left. It is a 3-3 tie. And off the faceoff, Schiller got a piece of it and put it into the zone. Instead, shot right back out by the Wranglers. They've got it over the blue line now, trying to keep it that way. They've got it at the side of the net. Try the pass through the blue. Nobody there to knock it home. And Schiller sends it out to center. Giving it to Clausen. Comes across. Shoots! Scores! Just as the penalty expires, Hunter Clausen just letting that long wrister go. And a tough one there for Kitskani netminder Carson Winterholt, as that one just handcuffs him. And one the netminder would definitely like back. But for Hunter Clausen, a big point shot goal, and it has put Vegreville on top in this one. And a little confusion as to who's going to take this face-off. Now it's going to be won here by Kitskani. Warowa, trying to play this one ahead. does get that one across. He's got Zaharkiw. Zaharkiw crosses the line. Long shot kicked out there by Winterholt. Now into the corner. Both teams poke away at a loose puck. Getting dragged along the boards. Warawa keeping a close eye on it, waiting for that puck to pop out. It does, but it comes all the way down the ice. And now it's a race to the puck. Vegreville's going to get it to the line, and now they will get it out. Zaharkiw with speed. Up over the blue line, tries to center a pass. That one's broken up. And it's pushed out to neutral ice. There the Wranglers grab it. Have a stick lifted, though. Racing in, a penalty coming up. That is a tripping call here, as just as it looked like Kitskani was going to get a golden opportunity for Dutchek, who got past the defender. Warawa reaches out, trips him up, and was close to being a penalty shot. But now will be a two-minute power play with 11:42 remaining. And a golden chance here for Kitskani to tie this one up. And we'll see how the Knights' power play goes to work here. Well, right away, Wranglers win the draw, and they will dump it the length of the ice. It's Scotty Waranga, couldn't hold on to it, and now another attempt to clear it a little bit further by the Wranglers goes up and out of play. So another faceoff to come. That go-ahead goal scored by Hunter Claussen is his 12th of the season. Well, he matches his jersey number as the Kitskani Knights enter the zone. Waranga with a shot, that one gloved and held onto by the netminder Carrick. No rebound chances there. Our broadcast here brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions. For all your farm input needs and cutting-edge technologies, visit Nutrien Ag Solutions in Vegreville, Harry Hill, and Innisfree. Proud supporter of Vegreville Minor Hockey, farming for excellence. Off the draw here, a shot towards the net, stopped by Carrick, and the rebound fired around the boards. Stays in the zone. They get another shot. That one goes high over the net. On the far side, they play it down low for Schiller. Schiller tries to play it back around. Go to the slot area. It's broken up and cleared. 1 minute left in the penalty to Warawa. Pass up the side here. And now from center ice right over. The Knights look to set it up. Back to the point for Bexson. You get a whistle, though, as two players get tangled and go down in the corner. And is there a penalty coming out of this? There is a roughing call against Dutchek, and that eliminates the power play. 45 seconds of 4-on-4 now. We've got 10:26 total left here in the third period. And off the draw, this one stays on the circle until finally Kitskani comes away with it. Carrying it over the blue line, blue attire. And this one cleared down the ice. Now race to this puck. Wranglers grab it. Drop it back from McComish. Can't quite get the shot off before Roy breaks it up. And now Roy heading into the zone. Gets bumped off the puck into the corner. Both teams in there digging. It goes to the point. There's a shot, and that one is stopped by Carrick. Wranglers turn it around. They're on the power play now, and Kipton Rattray has broken through. Rattray takes the shot. He's stopped, but he got held up from behind. And holding going to be the call against Roy. And so a second power play here for Vegreville. Rattray had the breakaway and then got held up from behind. So we're going to have a minute six of 5-on-3 for Vegreville. Huge opportunity for them to get a little insurance here. They've got Vandertor out there with Warowa. And now the referee having a conversation with the coaching staff over at the Kitscotty bench, and I believe the coach has been ejected. And it started out as a conversation. Quickly, you saw the sign teeing him up. And then kept going, and he has thrown the coach out. So the Kitscotty Knights will be without their head coach for the rest of this game. And now the referee explaining things to the timekeepers. As we've got a bit of a delay here with 9:32 to go. 4-3 is the score. Vegreville on top, and they will have a minute six of 5-on-3. Unless this is also going to add to it. I don't think so. Big penalty kill here for Kitscotty if they want to come back in this game. Well, now it looks like there will be additional penalty time here as he's putting another skater into the box to serve. So you have multiple penalties here. And now just trying to figure out how to work it with the clock. That is, as soon as one penalty ends, the other can begin. But we've got a lengthy 5-on-3 situation here. And it looks like we are ready to go. Puck is dropped. Wranglers with possession. Kitscotty trying to clear, can't get it. Now Skifton at the side. Puck taken away. Horst will send it the length of the ice. And coming out with it here. The Wranglers led by Hominuk. Long pass for Skifton. Skifton just sends it right in on net. It'll be covered up and we'll get another faceoff. 38 seconds left in that first penalty. Wranglers change up their line, send out Zaharkiw, Lawrence, and Rattray. McComish and Claussen on the blue line. And off this faceoff, Kitscotty going to win it back. Try for the clear, but it is stopped at the line by McComish. McComish for Claussen again. Lets the shot go. That one off the glove hand of the netminder and stays out. Now another chance for Claussen. Winds up, takes the shot. It's knocked down in front, and the netminder gets to it. Winterholt. Couple of big stops. Another faceoff coming up here. 15 seconds left in that first penalty. And now we've got another stoppage. As the referee seeing the coach, I believe, still in the stands, not happy with it, and trying to get him out of the building. Off the draw, there's another shot through and another save. .836 left here in the third is... Things getting a little wild in this third period. Off the draw here. Vander Tor works it to the point. Move it across for Claussen. He'll wind up another shot that hits Lawrence and goes wide. Lawrence tries to get it back to the front. Poked away by the netminder Winterholt. Now back to the point. Claussen moves it across. They get it to the front. That one shot over. And it stays 5-on-3 as the second, or that third penalty, which is now a 5-minute major, has begun. Now Claussen with another shot. That one stopped and held on to. Great goaltending here from Winterholt. They're not making the announcements of goals or penalties in this game, so still not entirely sure what the penalty was, but we now know it is a 5-minute major. So still 5-on-3 for another 26 seconds. And then about 4 minutes of that 5-minute major still remain after that. Off the draw, one back here to Warowa. Slung across. Can't get the shot off. Now they do. To the front, they shoot. Score! And the Wranglers get one on that rebound opportunity in front. And that time, it was Zach Weeb. And one of the key stars on this Wrangler team comes up in the clutch with a 5-on-3 goal. And that makes it 5-3 as a score as well. Now it's Vegreville still on the power play here for another 4 minutes and 10 seconds. It's Scotty's purser. Crosses center, dumps that one in. Now the puck deep in the Vegreville zone as Gatscotti playing with some aggression here on the PK. Now the puck sent back into Knight territory. They've got it behind their own net, but now a fall by the defenseman. Gets the puck over to Weeb. He got a shot on, but Winterholt makes the save. A rebound again collected by Kitscotti, and they will dump it the length of the ice. Just under 7 minutes left to play. 5-3, Vegreville leading. Puck sent down low in the Vegreville zone. Now they're trying to get this one back out to neutral ice. They do, but it's taken away. Schiller trying to work it over to Bexson. McAllister got a stick on it, but now he's stripped of the puck by Vander Tor. Vander Tor puts it in deep, and Schiller will collect it. Turn and fire, and sends that one to neutral ice. Warowa on it there. Passes across for Claussen, who will put it in deep. You know, both teams converge on it on the sideboards. sent towards the net. Winterholt makes the save. Second chance by Vander Tor was blocked. Now Vander Tor takes down one of the Knights in the corner, and that's going to be a penalty. And a tripping call means 2 minutes of four-on-four. There's 2:27 left in that major. So four-on-four hockey here. It's a 5-3 hockey game with 5:53 to go. Right off the draw, one back to the point. Long shot, stopped by the defense. And the Wranglers send it down the ice. Get Scotty back into their own zone to get it. Played around the boards by McAllister. Got it to the blue line, not out. Stopped there by Skifton. Drops it back. Clausen with a big blast. That one comes up high on one of the Knights and caught him in the hand. You can see that one, Smarts. I believe that's Ben Veltekold. Now the puck's still inside the Kit Scotty end. Try to play one off the boards here, and this one will come out to center. A little bit of room to move for Derek Holst. He's up over the line. Nice little move to cut back. Gets his way into the middle. Takes a shot. This one goes off of McComish and into the corner. Isaac McComish. Start out of his own zone, gets it to the blue line, not out. Henry Pinder keeping this one alive. Now he'll lose possession of the puck, and Clausen gets it over to Skifton. Skifton crosses the blue line, loses the puck. And the Knights play it ahead for Roy. He's over the blue line. Roy spins, now comes back, looking for a shooting lane. Doesn't see any, takes it all the way into the corner. Now trying to spin away from McComish. Two of them get tied up along the boards. Coming in there trying to help out is Holst. Holst back around the boards, and that one will come all the way out. Miller has to come back to play it. Now Miller loses it to Lawrence. Lawrence sends one out front, can't get a shot off there. At the sideboards. This one pushed out of the zone by Kid Scotty. Over the line to Roy. And a whistle and an offside. 3:50 left to go in this third period. Vander Tor's penalty has ended. And so that means Vegreville is back on the power play for 24 more seconds. Face off in neutral ice. Schneider lines up against Weeb. And that one pushed into the zone by Schneider off the draw. Hominuk quickly ahead to Zaharkiw. Zaharkiw puts that one into the Kit Scotty zone. And now in a board battle, trying to keep it in there. Back to the point. There's a shot. That one gets blocked. Goes to the near side. They play it to Warowa. Back over for Skifton and back to Warowa. Let's a shot go, and that one's just going to go wide. Penalty has expired. Back to five-a-side hockey. And now Kit Scotty looking for two goals. They've got 3:12 to find it. Get that puck in deep. Look to the slot with a big blast, and Schneider just misses the net on that one-timer. Wraparound chance stopped as well. Now Carrick pulling out some of his biggest saves. They get it to Skifton. Cross center ice. Dump that one in. Now the Knights coming out of their own zone again. Play this one to Schneider. Caught up along the boards with Clausen. But they do poke this one out. Some nice moves here from Coden Gauthier. Gets across the line. Now it's a dog pile along the boards. Another penalty coming up after a hit here on these sideboards. This is going to be against Vegreville as they touch it up. And roughing will be the call. And so now Kid Scotty has a power play to work with 2:19 to go. Rattray assessed the penalty. Fifth power play opportunity of the game for Kitscotty. They are 1-for-4 so far. And off the face off, it goes right into the corner. Now coming out with it, the nice try from a sharp angle. That one stopped. And a whistle here as the referee loses sight. And another face off still to come. 2:08 remaining in this third period. Our big league broadcast this season brought to you in part by Envy Boutique. The only Envy you need this year is Envy Boutique, with clothes for women of all sizes and a small selection for men, too. Looking fabulous is the name of the game. Puck in the slot area. Nobody can quite get the handle on it, but the Wranglers do, and they send it the length of the ice. Winterholt going to leave this one for his defense. They play it up along the sideboards. Claussen got a piece of it. Keeps it in the zone for now. Now they get it out to center where Claussen dumps it right back in. Here comes Miller. Leads the rush over the blue line. Drops for Schiller. There's a shot and a big glove save. Solid one there for Carrick. 1:26, all that remains. And the net is empty. Winterholt has taken his spot on the bench, so there's a 6-4 advantage in skaters right now. What a big win. They get it to the blue line. Not a long shot, blocked in front and cleared. And off the boards and down the ice. Back to get it. Here are the Knights. Play this one to Gauthier. Now up ahead. Whistle and an offside call. As they enter the zone, 1:02 remaining in the third. 5-3 is the score. Wranglers leading this one, thanks to a pair of goals in this third period. Hunter Claussen had the go-ahead goal. And then Zach Weeb with a little insurance on the 5-on-3. And we have a timeout being called, and while they take a timeout, we can take time to thank another great sponsor in Dubuque Accounting. When the numbers just don't add up and all that crunching is giving you a headache, call Dubuque Accounting. They make it all make sense. Just a reminder, we were supposed to have a third big league broadcast game on the air today, and that was scheduled for 5 p.m. originally. It was a U18 game. That game has been moved, and so we will catch up with the U18s at another time. This will be our final broadcast of the day. That also means the Zabava program, which was originally going to air at 4, will now start at its normal time of 5 p.m. Off the draw. And Dutchik gets it across. They're over the line. Kitscotty trying to get something going. That net is empty. Still on the power play as well for 30 more seconds. Comes to the blue line, turned, and Dutcha keeps it alive, sends a shot towards the net. Wide, McComish gets a stick on it, not going to get it out. Great job by the Knights to keep this one alive. Now pass to the middle, there's a shot, stop, big rebound, covered up, and the netminder, Carrick, with a fantastic save on that pass across. 29.4 seconds left. And another big face-off here inside the Wrangler zone. We are underway. They're trying to get one to the slot. Immediately swept into the corner by McComish. Sent right back into the slot. Now all to the far side. There's Holst. Lets a shot go. That one blocked. And now they're trying to get the man out of the box. All the way down the ice. It's a race to it. And this one, just trying to tangle it up against the boards. We get a whistle. with 4 seconds left. And looks like an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty here, as somebody else got teed up. And it will be Waranga going into the box. Not sure if it's actually Waranga or somebody from the bench. Well, we've got 4 seconds left in this one. And Winterholt will take his spot between the pipes here for this faceoff. And off the draw, is played back to the point. Horn will sound, and we are all done here in Vegreville. Wranglers hold on for the 5-3 win. A big victory for them, helps them boost in the standings, as they will leapfrog Kit Scotty and Lloydminster. And we can take a look at our final shots on goal. 17 in that third period for Vegreville. They finished with 35. On the other side, 13. So a game total of 39 for Kit Scotty. As the handshakes go at center ice, final once again 5-3. It was 3-3 going into the third. Hunter Clausen's game winner at 7-14. And then Zachary Weeb at 12-11. The 5-on-3. And that salts this one away. 19th on the year for Zachary Weeb. On the power play in that period, Vegreville 1-for-4. So they finish the night 2-for-7. On the other side, 0-for-2 were the Kit Scotty Knights. They finish 1-for-5 with the man advantage. But 5-3 is our final here. And it's time now to hand out our Dairy Queen Player of the Game Award. And a lot of different guys on the Wranglers that this could have gone to. They had the fantastic games. Colton Lawrence was a great net for his presence. Bowen Vandertor with a two-goal night. But I think we're going to give this Player of the Game honor to Hunter Clausen here with the game-winning goal. Hunter Clausen, 12th on the season. And he will be our Player of the Game and get a free medium blizzard from our friends at Dairy Queen as our Player of the Game for this Dairy Queen Big League broadcast. So congratulations, Hunter Clausen, the winner of this Player of the Game. And that will do it for our Big League broadcast for today. A big thank you to all of our sponsors, Volton Electric, J&S Moving Limited, and Cuban Landry, Stealth Bin Products, Dubuque Accounting, Envy Boutique, Nutrient Ag Solutions, and of course, our friends at Dairy Queen here in Vegreville. I'm Jeff Dick. Thank you so much for spending your morning and afternoon with us covering Vegreville minor hockey with our Big League broadcast. And we've got more of those headed your way. You can take a look at our website for the full schedule at country106.ca. We do have some more fantastic music for you to get you ready for the 3 o'clock hour. That's right around the corner. We've got Chris Lane up next. This is going to be Take Back Home Girl, but that'll do it for me. I've been Jeff Dick. Have yourself a fantastic Saturday and a wonderful weekend.